Mary had a little lamb,
The fourth.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey!
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
No more years. No more years. No more years.
My fellow citizens, three years ago, we launched the Great American Comeback. Tonight, I stand before you to share the incredible results. Jobs are booming. Incomes are soaring. Poverty is plummeting. Crime is falling. Confidence is surging. And our country is thriving and highly respected again.
World leaders mock you.
I am thrilled to report to you tonight that our economy is the best it has ever been. Our military is completely rebuilt,
oh my God,
with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed.
Uh-oh.
Our pride is restored. And for all of these reasons, I say to the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before.
Oh, for God's sake.
In 35 minutes, this man told 31 lies. Wow! That has got to be a record for somebody. Not him, but for somebody. It's like, wow. So if you didn't watch it last night, don't worry. I did it. I fact-checked the whole damn thing. We did it in real time on Twitter, or I did. And it was just, wow. It started out with Donald Trump snubbing the Speaker of the House. He wouldn't shake Nancy Pelosi's hand. And then he proceeded to lie for 35 freaking minutes. So let's separate the State of the Union into two distinct portions. First, the scripted reality show. Let's call it the way Trump wishes it were, or the way Trump wanted it to be here in these United States. Because it was just, you know, reality TV is not real. You know that, right? Do you? Do you? Because that's what Jessica does. Jessica is a field director for reality TV. I won't tell you which one because I don't want to put her job in jeopardy. But, you know, these are scripted shows, sort of, kind of, where, certain things are encouraged, let's say, like not on her show, but on some shows, like drinking and whispering in the ears of some of the other, let's say, housewives, you know, so that they will fight amongst it. It's just not real. It's not real. Well, this first 35 minutes of his speech was also not real. None of it was real. 31 lies in 35 minutes. I mean, you know, I don't know why he does this. I don't know why he decides to put himself in the annals or the anals. I don't even want to go there with that man, but of history. The current economy is falling very short of what it used to be. Of what it used to be. Yes, unemployment is 3.5% with Donald Trump, but it was 2.5% in 1953. Trump has never, ever achieved annual growth above 3%, ever. But let's just look back to the Clinton economy, because I think some people might remember the Clinton economy. In the years of 1997, 1998, and 1999, GDP was 4.5%, 4.5%, and 4.7%. Donald Trump, it's like... never over three. Never, 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 never. But even the Clinton years paled in comparison with the halcyon days of what the older folks remember, the 1950s and 60s. You see, after we had some decent presidents, you know, like FDR and such, we had growth that ranged from 4.4% to 6.6%. That would be 1962 through 1966. That's pretty much when the middle class was really the middle class. And it was thriving and buying houses, and it was doing well. 1950, though, and 1951, It was 8.7% GDP was, and 8.8%. So why is he saying this is the greatest economy? I don't know why he does this. I don't know what is wrong with him. But it's easily debunked, okay? Easily debunked. So yeah, we have 3.5% unemployment, but again, it's been much lower, and GDP has been much higher. The economy was much better under Bill Clinton. As for job growth, it was better under Barack Obama. Job growth has fallen under President Donald John Trump by 16% from what it just was under President Barack Obama. President Barack Obama inherited an economy that had was losing 800,000 jobs per month every month because of Republican economic policies and deregulation. And the economy fell off a cliff in 2008. And in fact, if it hadn't fallen off a cliff in 2008, then Trump's job creation numbers would look like anemic, okay? It would look so freaking pitiful. But the truth is we were losing 800,000 jobs a month every month. And then Barack Obama came into office, did a stimulus package, and we have been subtracting unemployed from the rolls for a straight decade now. And the job creation under Obama was 16% higher, around 291,000 jobs per month, or 219, I could look. I will look, jobs per month. And it's 227. Under Barack Obama, his last 3 years in office, we added 227,000 jobs a month. Donald Trump's average is 191,000. So his job creation is off from what it was under Obama. Just saying. Then he started touting numbers about, you know, the disabled Americans has reached an all-time low, unemployed. You know, we've only been keeping track of the number of disabled Americans in the job market since 2008. So that is a big stretch. 7% was the unemployment rate for disabled Americans last December. 7%, okay? Then he started saying how people are off food stamps because it's not because of his economy. It's because of the work requirements that he put into place and because he withdrew waivers that states were employing to keep people receiving their EBT cards, their food stamp benefits. So several states have rolled back the waivers that were in place under Obama, and that allowed some people, some adults, to keep their food stamps for a longer period of time without being employed. And citizen children, like I said, children are innocent, right? Citizen children of immigrants have dropped out of the program because they're afraid that Donald Trump will invoke this, they will become a burden thing on the economy. And so they've stopped taking their benefits. That's another thing. And by the way, the number of people collecting food stamps has been declining steadily since 2014. So it's been declining for 6 years. I mean, here's another, in the 8 years under the last administration, he said, in the 8 years under the last administration, over 300,000 working age people dropped out of the workforce. In just 3 years of my administration, 3.5 million working age people have joined the workforce. It's still not back to pre-recession levels. We had 66% of all Americans working before the Republicans crashed our economy. And now I think we have 65%. Now, in 2009, we had 65%. It fell to 68%, and now it's 63%. Pre-recession, 66%.